Hi everyone, welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语，我是 Emily. Okay, today's word is bash. 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 Bash, B-A-S-H. 可以做动词，也可以做名词，表示猛击、重击。我们来看一下解释。If you get a bash on a part of your body, someone or something hits you hard, or you bump into something. 下面我们看几个例句。He gave Mike a bash on the nose. 他给麦克的鼻子狠狠的一击。Someone bashed him on the back of his head.有人猛击他的后脑勺。注意这里 bash 变成动词过去式，在后面加 ed， 读作 bashed， bashed。Bill， 你看上去不舒服，也许你该请一天假。
Bill， you don't look too well. Maybe you should take the day off school.
可是妈妈，我们今天踢足球，我喜欢足球。
But mom, today we're playing football. I love football.
你发烧了，发烧踢足球是不对的。你胳膊上是什么？
You've got a fever, and playing football isn't a good idea.For a boy with a fever, what's that on your arm?
我不知道，今早起床就有了。
I don't know. It was there when I woke up this morning.
这是疹子，我最好带你去看医生。你腿上的淤青怎么弄的？
It's...A rash. I'd better take you to see the doctor. How did you get that bruise on your leg?
我在屋里撞到椅子上弄的。
I bashed it against the chair in my room.
疼吗？
Does it hurt?
有一点。但是不严重。
A little, but not much.
来，把湿毛巾放到头上降温。吃完早饭，我带你去看医生。
Here, put this wet towel on your face to keep your temperature down. I'll take you to see the doctor after breakfast.
如果今天下午好点儿，我能去学校吗？
If I'm better this afternoon, can I go to school?
好的，但是我很怀疑你会好。
If you are better, but I doubt you will be.Bill, you don't look too well. Maybe you should take the day off school.
But Mom, today we're playing football. I love football.
You've got a fever, and playing football isn't a good idea for a boy with a fever. What's that on your arm?
I don't know. It was there when I woke up this morning.
It's a rash. I'd better take you to see the doctor.
How did you get that bruise on your leg?
I bashed it against the chair in my room.
Does it hurt?
A little, but not much.
Here, put this wet towel on your face to keep your temperature down. I'll take you to see a doctor after breakfast.
If I'm better this afternoon, can I go to school?
If you're better, but I doubt you will be. Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Emily. I'll see you next time.